Welcome back to the Diary of Paige Hadlin. We are back. And this episode is going to be one. I was going to wait to do this. I wasn't going to do this. I was going to pause. I was going to be like, oh, no, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to just pop up. Well, I decided that what's the point of having a podcast where I market myself as, or I'm trying to market or brand myself as vulnerable and then not be. I am moving in the fall of 2024. And I'm going to tell you why. I don't know how long this is going to last and what I'm going to say. I have notes, but I'm going to pivot off, of course. Let's start off with this. I graduated in 2022 and I don't want to go to the University of Memphis. I applied to the school that I'm going to in the fall in May of 2022. Get accepted, get scared. For many reasons. It's only me and my mom, not close to over half of my family members. I'm only close to, if I count on my hand, probably, outside of my mom, probably just like two. three. And what's the point of being here? Isn't in my mind. You know, what's the point? Like I said, I'm going to be vulnerable with you. Staying in Memphis had everything to do with my mom. It didn't have anything to do with the family members that I don't talk to. It didn't have anything to do with that. It had everything to do with my mom. And it wasn't my mom that was like, I had to stay. It was me. I was like, what? It's already just me and my mom. Now I'm going to go somewhere else and it's going to be just me. That's scary. To an 18-year-old. That was terrifying to me. Some 18-year-olds just take that jump and do it, though. And I applaud them. Where I was wanting to go was very far. And it was somewhere that I had always admired and somewhere I said I wanted to go from the first time I stepped foot out that airport. I said, I want to live here. First time I stepped foot out the airport, I said, I want to live here. I moved away to Oklahoma. I can't remember what year, but I was coming right out of middle school. Think eighth grade. Let me tell you something. I had the best times of my life in Oklahoma. Met the best people. And when I had to move back down to Memphis, I fell in this really, really deep hole of depression of not wanting to be here. So much so that I lost the relationship with the people that I met in Oklahoma that made me happy and were great friends. I fell so deep into the rabbit hole that it got to the point where I was embarrassed to try to rebuild the relationship because I felt like I had let them down. Living in Oklahoma was fun. It was free. It was like I was away from what was down here, which was my, you know, the family ties, people that I don't speak to. And then I was, you know, it was just a lot. So living in Oklahoma was like, I was getting away from something and I was happier. And it wasn't like I was running away from it, but I kind of was, but it made it better. I wasn't avoiding it, but I was getting away from something in things that, you know, weren't right. We moved back when I was a junior. And this is what I say. If I could say anything to 17-year-old Paige, I would say, if you don't like being here for high school, what would make you think that you want to go to college here? And I would just ingrain that in my head. I would hammer it in my head. If you don't like it here, what makes you think you're going to like it when you get to college and you go to college here? So I go to college here because I get complacent and I get nervous and I don't think that I am able to do something on my own without my mom being with me. And don't get it twisted, okay? Like I said, it's just me and my mom my whole life. My whole life. If I needed something, if I wanted something, if I needed somebody around. So imagine me moving away and losing that, like losing that at 18 years old. I understand why I chose Memphis, which is why I don't get mad at 18-year-old Paige. I understand. We're just not in the same place right now. We're not in the same place anymore. I don't think we'll ever be to the point where I'm going to be okay with just settling for stuff because of my own fears. When my freshman year of college, I had a great opportunity of getting on the radio station and having a lot of fun with that and meeting good people behind that and meeting good friends. My spring semester, I have a friend who decides she doesn't want to be here anymore and she moves. Wish I would have done that. Wish I would have done it my freshman year. That's honest to God, if I had done it my freshman year, I probably wouldn't have been as nervous as I am going forward and as I was. I had another friend leave the first semester of his sophomore year. And those were two of my inspirations. It's like, okay, well, if y'all can just get up and go, what's stopping me? Literally, that's what I was like. What's stopping me? What's stopping me from just getting up and going? My spring semester was my fun semester. Spring semester is always my best semester. I don't know what it is. It's always the semester where I'm having the most fun and I'm enjoying myself the most. And I find myself like, well, maybe I don't have to move. I get caught up in that whole, I'm comfortable here. I'm tired of being comfortable. My spring semester of my freshman year is when I like pivot, because late fall, early spring, I was gonna be gone in August of 2023. Gone. I get in a relationship and I get comfortable again. And it's not him. It's me. It's not. And when I tell you that, like, all that kind of like changed me as well. When that was over, I was like, back to square one. I'm going to stay here. I go through fall semester and I'm like, you know what? I can't do this. I don't know. It just hit me. I was like, I don't want to be here. It was simple. I could not force myself to continue to be somewhere I didn't want to be, especially if I had the power to get up and go. I told my mom again, and she was like, okay, Paige, like, this is going to have to be, you're going to have to know now. And I know now. I know where I'm going, I know why, I know the opportunities that are there, I know what's there, you know. And another thing is, you ever heard this phrase, you got a friend or you got a boyfriend and nobody around you likes them? You need to be worried. When you have an idea or a thought or a plan and everybody is supportive of it, everybody that you care about and love, everybody that you care about their opinion. Now, let me rephrase that. Everybody's opinion, but the people that care and love you and that you care about and love, when they're all rallying behind you, you know. And that's when I knew. I was like, nobody is anti me moving. And that's when I knew. I was not going to say anything, but I'm not one of those people that cares about like surprise. I'm not Beyonce. I don't surprise drop. I am very vocal. I want to be vulnerable. What's the point of branding this podcast as a vulnerable podcast if there's no vulnerability? I'm going to move, then I'm not going to tell you why. I could have done it when I got there, but I probably wouldn't have. What's the point of doing that? I'm preparing myself too. The podcast is still going to remain, just in a different area. And I appreciate everything that I have gotten and done here and all the people that I've met and all the experiences that I've had. I just want to move. It's simple. I mean, And I felt bad for me at first. I kept wallowing in this like self-pity of like, oh, I shouldn't have chose to go to this school. Like, okay, I can't keep wallowing in that. I can't keep talking about that. This is one thing I've learned from the people that I'm around is I am consistently and have consistently been around people who cannot let go of the past. And I hear them talk and I'm like, this is depressing. You are depressing. Let it go. One thing I had to learn, and this is just from a personal aspect, you may not get that apology. You may not get that apology. You may not get that recognition. Somebody might make your life harder for you because they want to. Just happens. You may not be friends with everybody. Everybody may not like you. You may not like everybody. That's life though. And I think that's what made me realize I have to get up and go. I cannot just sit around and wait for God to just drop some magical plane and fly me to where I want to go. No, I have to put the effort in. God's not going to bless me with something if he's not seeing that I'm putting any effort in. So I prayed about it over and over and over again until I felt like, okay, the timing is right. Timing feels right. Feels right. It didn't feel right before. I think that's why I was so overly hesitant. It didn't feel right before. The timing feels right now. It feels right now. The timing is not what I'm worried about. You know, I am not a Southern girl. I'm from Memphis, but I'm not like a country bumpkin like Cat Williams said. I'm not a Southern girl. I don't sound like I'm a Southern girl. I think I do on occasion. It just depends. Maybe I do. Nobody's ever said that to me, though. Nobody has ever said, if I tell them I'm from Memphis and I got family from Mississippi, nobody is like, well, where are you from? So I feel like the environment will be fun for me. I've been there several times. As soon as I stepped foot out of that airport, I said, oh, I have to live here. I have to be here. I have to be here. Now, New York was my end all be all. I always told myself, when I'm 30 years old, I want to live in New York. I want to live in the suburbs of New York. And I want to live that life. And I want to raise a family in New York. I always said that. I still say that. I would love that. You got to speak things into existence. But for now, I have the destination. And I don't know that's where I want to be. And I'm happy about it. And I think that's all that matters is I'm happy. And I think, and this is just from watching, I'm around a lot of glass houses. And when I say that, I mean I'm around, well, everybody knows what a glass house is. I'm surrounded by a lot of see-through people. I know when people aren't really happy, especially when we're talking. You know, when I talk to you consistently, I know that a lot of times, I'm trying to find a way to put this the right way too. A lot of people who move because they aren't happy, like they could be running away from something, but I'm not. I'm running towards something, which is me being happier, even happier. I'm content within my decision and I'm okay with it. And I think before, the reason I was so hesitant is because I was having a hard time trying to be content and be like, okay, this is what I want to do. I was balancing, am I prioritizing my happiness or am I just going to stay comfortable? I chose to prioritize my happiness and I am happy about that. I wanted to touch on that. I just wanted to touch on that and I wanted to make it brief because something happened a few days ago. And I was like, I want to say something now. Like, I want to say something. I don't want to wait. I don't want to, like, pop up there with a picture of me living in somewhere else. Like, I don't want to do that. So, yeah. I'm excited. I feel ready. Like, I'm preparing. And I just have to keep speaking to myself that, like, it's going to work. It's going to work. It's going to work. It's going to work. On to the next topic, y'all. So, because the premise of this episode was about me moving, I thought that I could do something like fun and simple And I bought this book from, it's either TJ Maxx, Five and Below, or Marshall's. The back of the book says Piccadilly. I did not get this book from Piccadilly. So maybe there's a brand named Piccadilly? Anyways, there is 3,000 questions about me, and I wanted to answer these. I have a bad habit of buying books to buy them. Especially those self-help books or those fill-in-the-blank books. Like, I'll read at poetry books. But the last book I read was Tears for Water by Alicia Keys. And these questions are, some of them are very blanket, and then some of them are very in-depth. So, I just read something in this book. Okay. What or who is the greatest love of your life? Y'all should answer these with me in your head. What or who is the greatest love of your life? So if we're going to take out what, I mean, we're going to take out who, definitely going to be music. If what is the greatest love of my life is music. Music is everything to me. When and where were you happiest? I answered this in Oklahoma. Those 2.5 years, I had so much fun. So much fun. So much fun. If you could change one thing about yourself, what would it be? I wish I was not as over analytical about small interactions when it came to humans. Oh, okay. Where would you most like to live? To be continued. What is my favorite occupation? I don't know. That's a dumb question. I feel like that's a dumb question. Maybe occupation. Radio host. What do you most value in your friends? I like people that can talk about music. I know that's not like, let me tell you something. In romantic relationships and platonic relationships, if they like music, bingo. That's it. Like, you have to be a good person, of course, but still. What are my favorite names? Bible names. Bible names and like those really interesting, like Salem has always been one of my favorite names. I don't have a motto. This says, what is my motto? I don't really have a motto. I just think, mind your business, probably. And that's a good thing. Like, mind your business. Worry about yourself. That's probably my motto. What do you think is worth waiting for? You know, Luther said wait for love, but I don't know how I feel about that one either, because I don't know what I think is worth waiting for. Success, wealth, for sure. Should parenting classes be mandatory for new parents? No, I mean, yes. Okay, if they're under the age of 25, yes. Oh, over, no. What original movie did you love, but definitely not the sequel? I know y'all don't know me that well. This is like the second or third episode, but I don't watch movies. So I'm going to have to go with Color Purple. That wasn't a sequel, but that was a redo. And it was unnecessary. Anyways, what type of person angers me the most? The person that is quick to anger angers me the most. I realize that somebody that has no control of their emotions is not somebody you should be around. Yeah, that's the person that angers me the most. Another person that angers me the most is a real, how do I put this? Somebody you can tell that is like really, really fake. That kind of angers me the most. Could I live without electricity for a week? Absolutely not. Have I eaten a whole tube of Pringles by myself? I don't eat Pringles. What nervous habits do I have? Overthinking, spiraling out, listening to music. What comforts me on bad days? Music and food. Food. Name something that you eat that other people would consider gross. I don't think that I eat anything that other people would consider gross. I'm not a picky eater, but I don't like do a lot. Everybody dips their fries in ice cream. I don't know. I don't think that I qualify for that question. What personality trait in people raises a red flag for you? Somebody that is loud. Oh my God. Somebody that is loud all the time. Somebody that can't have like a quiet conversation like ever. People who cannot whisper. That don't raise the biggest red flag, but it like raises. It's like, oh, okay. That's what it's like. How old do you think is too old to have a baby? 45. Have you ever painted a house? And never will. Nope. What makes you feel miserable? Not being creative. Not feeling like I have anything like pushing out of me. What's the hardest loss I've ever had to take? I'm only 20, y'all. I don't think I've had one yet. I think here now, I have a professor that is like, when we first got to the class, that professor kind of started grading like I was supposed to already know what I was doing. And I was like, so what's the point of your job? You're just grading me off of my quote unquote expertise. You're not going to tell me? That's probably what it is. Sunny days or rainy days? Neither. Regular days. What inspires your ideas? So this is simple. My love for music, my love for talking, and my love for vulnerability. Anybody that I've ever admired in life, or vulnerable people, whether that was through their music, whether that was through them talking on social media, I admire people who are willing to share their experiences in life and take journeys. Have I ever bolstered a resume to get a job you wanted? No, I have not. How emotional are you? I'm fairly emotional, but I know how to turn it off. Do I prefer beef, chicken, or seafood? Chicken. What do you love most about the holiday season? I love the vibes, the lights, the coziness of Christmas. Oh, I love it so much. Do you think a fling could be a good thing? I think that's subjective to a person. For me, no. What do you hate most about dating or the dating process? Having to do it. That's what I hate. They need to bring back arranged marriages. No, they don't. That actually would be even worse. What do you frown upon when it comes to raising kids? Why does that baby not have on a jacket? Put a coat on that baby. It's 40 degrees outside. I don't even have a kid. Put a coat on that child. What can I do to make my life better? Calm down and take everything one step at a time. I try to tell myself that every day. Take every day one step at a time. Really, Paige. It's not that serious all the time. If you could ask one person, dead or alive, one question, who and what would I ask? That's a really hard one. These are not blanket questions. So I would probably ask one of my ancestors about themselves to figure out if I'm anything like one of them. Describe myself in food? No, I'm not doing that. I don't even know how I would do that. What's the name of the first album I ever bought and who was the artist? First album I ever bought that I can remember, it was either Mindless Behavior or Ariana Grande. What makes me lose sleep? My phone. What food is romantic to you? Italian food. Italian food is romantic. Do you forgive and forget, or just forgive but not forget, or neither? Nobody can forget anything. That's impossible. Literally impossible. If something hurt you, you're not going to forget about it. So this whole concept of like forgiving and forgetting, that's just dumb and stupid. And I don't like it at all. I haven't gotten to the point where I, okay, I'm going to get into it for real. Now, mind you, I'm young, okay? A whole lot of people haven't done me wrong, but the few, okay? I'm not going to say I've forgiven them. I'm going to say I acknowledge that they did me wrong and I let them go. And what they did doesn't bother me anymore because I don't want a relationship with them. You know, I don't love them. I know I'm working on the love everybody. I'm still getting there. So I'm still getting there. So I forgive, I guess. I don't forgive and want to continue a relationship. I acknowledge what you did to me. I acknowledge why it hurt. I acknowledge that I might not ever get an apology. And even if I do get an apology, it doesn't mean anything to me. Because as someone who's messed up, when you have to give an apology, you can tell when it's meaningful. You can tell. Like, you could just tell. Do, 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 do. If have I ever had an out-of-body experience? No. Name something on your to-do list that never gets done. Make a to-do list that never gets done. What? Why is this all talking about what food describes my personality? I don't know. What food do I eat a lot of? I eat a lot of Mexican food. What do I need to grow to continue to do what I'm doing now and try to go live day by day, keep going? Who taught you how to drive? My mom. I almost ran into a tree the first time I got into the car. I was not interested in learning how to drive. That's what's crazy. If I was to win a Nobel Peace Prize, what would I think it'd be for? Talking, saying something. It would have to be something I said. It would have to be. Do you ask enough questions or do you settle for what you know? I used to be so nervous to stand up for myself. And it went a lot into the, I'm already a Black woman. So if I say something, it's already going to be taken as aggressive and nobody's going to hear me. I also grew up around a very, very, very headstrong Black woman. And a lot of times I felt like she held the weight for what I didn't know how to do. So I'm learning to speak up for myself. Would I rather own a private jet or a luxury yacht? Neither. Both of those sound scary in hindsight. What's my favorite ice cream topping? Gummy bears. Do you think horoscopes are accurate? Absolutely. And if you don't, something is wrong with you. Absolutely. There is no reason that people can study and make money off of something that is not real. No reason. Anyways, how do you describe millennials? Annoying. That's what they are. They always want to remind you that they're 33 and look 23. That's what they are. But shout out to millennials for helping me form my music taste. Oh, okay. Have you ever let somebody win an argument even though you knew you were right? No, I have a problem letting people get the last word. I don't know. I don't think I've ever done that. What's the most annoying thing about the opposite sex? So men. Ooh. I never really thought about that. What's the most annoying thing about men? This isn't every man, but just my observation from social media has been this men who do podcasts, and I know this is wrong because I'm doing a podcast, but it's always the most regular stuff. It's always like, who sits in the front seat, my wife or my baby mom or my mom? Like, why are we talking about this? That's the most annoying thing. I don't swim, so I'm not going to answer that. What are your odds of making a half-court basketball shot for some serious cash? I'm not making it. What is the main thing you like to do on vacations? Nothing at all. Do I believe in angels? Absolutely, yes. Absolutely, yes. In my opinion, who do I consider to be a visionary? That's pretty, I mean, any musician that I like for the most part. So if I could live forever, would I want to? Am I getting like old and restarting? Am I like hitting 100 and restarting at one every 100 years? Yeah, that would be fun. Could I take all the knowledge from every 100 years that I've ever lived? That would be cool. Yeah, absolutely. If I'm like respawning, that would be fun. What is my favorite store at the mall? It used to be H&M, but I haven't gone to the mall in years. What do you think gets better with age? Your mind, wisdom, all that kind of stuff. Have I ever been called immature? Of course I have. Of course I have. Could I ever grow my own food? No. Y'all don't know me. Do you watch foreign films? If so, do you have a favorite? Yes. Black Orpheus is my favorite foreign film. It's not in English, but I love it so much. I love it so much. Have you ever needed to find yourself? And if so, are you still looking? Well, this is a book for somebody 50 years old, because I'm definitely still doing that. I feel like a 50-year-old can still find themselves. You are consistently learning more about yourself every day. All right. Oh, okay. Choose and defend your position. The Beatles or the Rolling Stones? I'm going to go Beatles, and I'm only going to defend Paul McCartney. Love him. Kill your enemies with kindness. Do you believe in this saying? No. Kill your enemies with ignoring them. What do you love most about the night sky? The stars. The stars. I used to talk to the stars. Yeah, I used to be so into astrology. It was like I would go outside and I would stare at the stars. It was ridiculous. In an argument, do you have the last word? It depends. Not with my mom. Why even try? That I wish I could go back and tell like 15-year-old Paige that like it's like just listen. Like if I could tell 15-16-year-old Paige anything, it would be just listen. Everything does not involve a response. It really doesn't. Even now. What movie director do you find to be a complete genius? Probably Quentin Tarantino, but I think he doesn't like black people. Do I think a person can be born evil? Sure. Do I believe in public displays of affection? Now, I'm fairly introverted. It depends on what y'all are doing. It depends. Like holding hands and hugging and like a kiss, that's fine. Do I sing in the shower? It really just depends on how I'm feeling. I did earlier, though. What does your perfect weekend consist of? Oh, my God. It consists of working a morning shift so I can get off in the evening and relax. Go eat, have dinner with one of my friends, and call that a night. Do I think children are a blessing, a burden, or both? I think it depends on who you are. I think it depends on if you want kids or not. If you don't want kids, it's obviously a burden. Obviously. And if you do, it's a blessing. How many hats do I own? I don't own a single hat. Well, I have one New York hat, but I never wear it. Never wear it. My head's big, y'all. What is my favorite song to sing in the shower? Telegraph Avenue by Childish Gambino. Who influenced your life the most? My mom. That's who I watched do everything. That's who I'm learning to try to be more like when it comes to the headstrong personality and always standing up for yourself at all times and not allowing people to treat you like you aren't important when you are. That's the biggest lesson that I've learned from most black women, but my mom I used to be so like timid and like scared to speak up for myself. I'm not, I'm trying to get there. Have I ever been famous? No. Do I prefer music on vinyl or streaming? I don't care. I collect vinyls. I started almost 6 years ago. I think I was living in Oklahoma when I started, and I love it both. What do I love most about myself? Oh God, there's a lot. I love the fact that I can keep going. I can transmute negative energy and learn how to get over the hump no matter how long it takes. I love that I have perfect teeth and a great smile and I haven't had braces. I love that I love that I'm able to see the good in myself all the time, even when I don't think I necessarily deserve it. Bad decision-making skills or just not being happy, eventually I am able to come out of that slump. I am able to acknowledge my past and move on. I think that's one thing that I've always admired about myself, and what I would teach kids that I had is that, like, to float on. I acknowledge that every day I wake up and I'm like, okay, I'm gonna try to have a good day. And it doesn't always happen. There's so many other things I like about myself though, but that would have to be another hour. What's history's most tragic love story, in my opinion? Romeo and Juliet. I'm just kidding. If we're talking about real people. I don't know. Real people? Whitney and Bobby, maybe? Maybe. Do I believe in an eye for an eye? I don't know. Do you have a birthmark? If so, where? Yes, I have a birthmark. I think I have two, but I know I have one on my eye. I'm not a gambler. Oh, okay. As a kid, was I ever frightened of a monster under the bed? What did it look like? Y'all want to know something creepy? And I'm going to do two or three more. I had a nightmare that I was like bouncing up and off of the bed when I was at my dad's house over the summer. And I woke up like in a pit of sweat and nerves. Like there was literally somebody under the bed, but it was just a nightmare. So other than that, I've never had those. Where is my favorite place to meditate? In my room on the mat that I have behind me. If I ever decided to run for president, what would my campaign slogan be? Mind y'all's business. I would never do that. Yeah, the presidents go from looking real good to real bad in a year. It's ridiculous. Oh, okay. These are interesting, y'all. We have to do this every segment. We have to have a segment for this. If I was a superhero, what would my superhero name be? Super Paige. I know that's so basic, but I don't know. Describe Mondays for you in one word. Simple, calm, fun. No, Mondays are very slow for me. When I find somebody physically attractive, what is the first thing I notice? Their eyes. I have noticed something in a man that I will find attractive, it's always the eyes, whether it's long eyelashes or light eyes or dark eyes or like very like sharp eyes. It's always the eyes. Always first. Last one, we got to pick a good one. Sorry, that was funny. Do your dreams ever tell you anything? Oh God, yes. Y'all, last question, gonna go in. I had a dream that happened the following day. So I woke up and I went in the dream. I was waking up and I was in the kitchen and I was talking to my mom about the following day. I was like, so tomorrow I'm gonna get on the radio. I was having a Thursday dream. Tomorrow I'm gonna get on the radio and I'm gonna talk about this, that, and the third. And she was like, well, I don't agree with that. And I was like, well, why? The following morning, we have a disagreement about, like, you shouldn't say that. You should, what, why? And I was like, okay, that's weird. So maybe I was being warned about, like, okay, Paige, don't. Sometimes I can be a little bit overly opinionated. And I feel like that is the black woman stigma of anything I'm saying is going to be taken negatively anyways. The next dream I have is about hanging out with one of my friends. And he and I are sitting there, like, we're sitting at a table at a restaurant in the same exact way we were when we went to go eat after school a week later. So it's weird. I also will have, like, small dreams where maybe I had a dream last week that I had a baby. Not that I was pregnant, that I had had the baby, that I was in the bed sleep with the child. Freaked me out. Woke up, was like, nope. So, nope. It only happens every now and then where I'll have, like, a dream happen. But thank you so much for listening to the Diary of Paige Hadaland. I wanted to be vulnerable this episode for sure. I wanted to make, you know, my debut of my change to the world, and also do these 3,000 questions about me. I want to do a small, maybe I'll do like a 5 to 10 minute segment, because I did it for quite a while. See you guys soon. Or hear you. I don't like saying see you guys soon. Bye, friends.